come in person to collect the old clothes from seniors or those who need accessibility help. They can find the information from 96.1 FM website and send the request to their WhatsApp account, saying your name and the home address. Then those people will come. I believe it's November 2nd, the one of the Tuesday. Right, December 2nd, from 11 to 3. They will come to your door and collect the old clothes and donate them to the people who need them. Those freezing on the street. Let's keep it warm and with the classic track. The next is a track called Nightfall Over Shanghai by Zheng Tao Pan Jazz Orchestra.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Before we wrap up, I want to share a personal story with you. I recently attended the Labor Appreciation Night hosted by United Way BC. We often think of labor movements as just being about strikes or wages. But sitting there, I learned about the incredible work they do for community service and legal help. They are the safety net for so many people in our city. In this event, some of the folks leave me great impression. The first is the Fraser Valley Labor Council Brian Harder Labor Leadership Award, given to Graham Hutchison in the union called Move Up. His story is he was born in England, Turkey, England, and moved to Canada with his family for a better opportunity and better life. He was a teacher and in the union called Move Up. He also served as the soccer referee. In the report or in his speech, I learned that he's the person who attended almost every strike, standing at every picket line in Lanley, in Abbotsford. The second award is from Vancouver District Labor Council. Sid Thompson Community Service Award, given to Sarah O'Leary. Her position is Workers' Compensation Lawyer. The pieces I remembered from her speech is that once a worker got injury during the work, they apply for the compensation. Usually this period will be waiting for around 1 year or 2 years, but for those 1 or 2 years, those funds will not have any interest given to the employee. But on the contrary, those interests are taken by the employer. That is unfortunately. So Sarah did his legal help to help those workers to gain back the interest that was due to them according to the compensation. That's only one small story. Many things they have done are so great. Well, just by the way, Another lawyer in teaching support staff union. His name I forgot, but he's the superhero lawyer that stand behind the TSSU arbitration team, contract team to fight back the legal case called Research is they have won the arbitration, and this lawyer earned his credit during his massive work. He shared one story of his. When he first learned that the research assistant in UBC, they lost the arbitration results from the labor board, BC Labor Relationship Board. He felt sad, and at that time the results of PSSCO has not been announced, so he feel very sad and disappointed, and almost knew the answer to teaching support staff union. That's why he does not already hold any hope to the results. But when the results finally announced last week, 2 weeks ago, he almost fell down from the chair. That's really a historical moment. Just like in 1970s, when teaching assistant announced that they want to be unionized and the Simon Fraser University admin does not agree, so they started the initiation to unionize, and they made it. That's 40-50 years ago. Now this historical moment of research assistant is also standing at this watershed, and this decision, this ruling from the Labor Relationship Board will also affect the future research assistant. 40 years ago, people will remember this week, remember the victory of research assistant being unionized as graduate student. So that's about the lawyer's role in community, in the labor council. The third story is from New Westminster and District Labor Council. It's the Labor Community Service Award given to Wendy Cook from Langley Teachers Association. Some of the details I remembered from her talk is she was brought up in a union family, and when she was a little girl, her father has told her the human rights and the workers' rights, how to give back to the community. They do it for their child by showing the example. She mentioned that in her house, the doors will be frequently opened to the guests who need help from their community. And the kitchen table usually prepared with the bread and the other food for those who need them in their community. So that's the parents behaving education to their child, Wendy Cook. And that made her personality and characteristic today for her to win this award. She joined the union back from 18 years old, when she was a milk factory worker. And later she moved on to be a teacher and standing in the Langley Teachers Association. That's the story of her and how the BC Teacher Federation and her local union nominate her to receive this Community Service Award. The fourth award was given to in the United Way British Columbia, Joe Morris Labor Community Service Award, given to Jenny Kilby in QP 402. Then that's my home. QP 402 is the union for City of Surrey. And I use a lot of the service from City of Surrey, like the library, the gym, the fitness center, also the lovely neighborhood in Fraser Heights. I even talked to several of their library staff about her. They said that yes, her name is floating around in many newsletters. She was brought up in rural South Surrey and spent her entire working life in the city she called home. She was the first woman hired as an outside worker at City of Langley, or at City of Surrey, and joined QPA Local 402. That's where she started advocating the equality for women in workplace, continuing till now. Now she has retired, but still giving back to the workplace and the old colleagues. That's why they nominate her to win this award. Having shared many stories of the labor movement, let's take a pause and listen to a song called Cold Heart by Niloufer Yanya.
Almost stopping. Gavin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Welcome back, and that's our show for today. We have covered a lot, from protecting your prefrontal cortex by trying new things to navigating the new fiscal discipline budget, the new federal budget plan, and get ready for the holidays. Also, remember those days, before November 24th, for the seniors to request the close gathering to donation. You can reach out to 96.1 FM website and WhatsApp to request the coming to your home to collect the clothes. Also, during all those holiday seasons, you can donate your old clothes to the Salvation Army all around Metro Vancouver to give the warmth to the people in need. We also covered the recent labor movement and my attendance in the Labor Appreciation Night to learn from those community heroes who giving back to the community by giving the legal help or giving the community service or even stand in solidarity with the workers in the picket line. That really is the spirit of our city, Metro Vancouver. I'm Richard, and take care of your brain, take care of your neighbors, and I'll see you next Saturday, 11 a.m.
Like that.